rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate. Put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on the rim. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like. Up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRogstra. All eyes on the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt, where the U.S. and international mediators appeared close to reaching a deal for a humanitarian ceasefire that would allow aid in and allow foreigners to exit Gaza. Rafah was shut down nearly a week ago because of Israeli airstrikes in retaliation of the Hamas militant attacks on Israel. But Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says there's no such ceasefire as hundreds of people gathered on the Palestinian side of the crossing. Dr. Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., tells the Salem Radio Network the resolve of the Israeli people is ironclad.
I have been attending funerals and mourning sessions, shivas, and I talk to the families. People want vengeance. People want to end the Hamas threat, to uproot Hamas, destroy Hamas, virtually at any cost.
President Biden favors the elimination of militant terrorists who target Israel, but he also supports a future Palestinian state.
The president backs Israel's right to defend itself and believes taking out Hamas and Hezbollah is a necessary requirement. However, interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, he warned against an Israeli occupation of Gaza. The president said there's a difference between Hamas terrorists and Palestinian civilians.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A recent survey of Americans confirms President Biden's low job approval.
The tally comes from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It reports only about 4 in 10 approve of how Joe Biden is handling his presidency, while 61% disapprove, numbers which have stayed consistently low over the past 2 years. Drilling down, only 32% support Joe Biden's handling of the U.S. economy, while only 31% back his management of the federal budget.
That's George Williams reporting. On Wall Street, Dow futures down up 106 points early. More at townhall.com.
Hi, former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. And right now, most Americans with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts are not prepared for a financial crisis that could hit the U.S. in the next 45 days if we don't fix our ramped up government spending. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new financial crisis survival kit that's 100% free for everyone with a retirement account who calls in today. Simply call 800-900-8000. My financial crisis survival kit is jam-packed with valuable information on how you can protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Your first step to protection is calling 800-900-8000 and speaking to one of their gold IRA specialists.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Again, simply call 800-900-8000.
High school students' scores on the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest in more than three decades.
And it's showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework, according to the nonprofit organization that administers the test. Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. The average ACT composite score for U.S. students was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8. John Scott reported.
Florida lawmakers and education leaders from several states have taken what is likely to be the final tour of the building at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland. That's where a former student shot 17 people to death and wounded 17 others on Valentine's Day back in 2018. The school's 1200 building, as it's named, is scheduled to be demolished next summer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The tech industry keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial.
If government regulators prevail in the trial, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine that defines the internet for billions. Experts say if Google loses, it could open up new online avenues for consumers and businesses to explore in pursuit of information, entertainment, and commerce. It could also raise prices if Google is banned from paying billions of dollars to favor its search engine on smartphones and web browsers. Jason Walker reporting.
A Georgia man received a $1.4 million speeding ticket. The officials say the figure was just a placeholder, not the actual fine. The man says he received the citation after getting pulled over last month for doing 90 in a 55 zone. The actual fine will be determined in court. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 48. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows around 33. Cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Mid-50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 50s, showers continue. Take a look at the extended forecast, 48 Friday and 46 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, a high of 48 today. Lows level off around 33 tonight, a high of 54 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, brought to you by Ag Country. Right now, 42.
Lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
And Shea was Saved Me the Trouble. Of course, we're in the middle of football season, but baseball's still going on. You know that, right? The Phillies knocked off the Braves the other night, and the Diamondbacks are playing the Phillies tonight when that National League Championship Series kicks off. Here's John Carden.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, playing with fire.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. Said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked
out the bed this morning. Yeah. Because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack out for it. Cause she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Hardy in truck bed. So if you haven't heard, Hardy has been suffering from some anxiety, panic attacks, all stemming from that bus crash he was in just about a year ago. Well, he finally made his return to the stage, and he said, I can't thank you guys enough for the love that you've sent my way the last couple weeks. I had a great show last night, and I'm on my way to getting back to center. So good for him back out on the road. Been dealing with a lot of stuff, but thanks to you, and of course, probably some therapy. He's feeling much better.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98Q Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some. Oh.
Yesterday's Classics.
Place your head.